I swallow cum.
Welcome to the Godfathers of Podcasting, broadcasting live on the Shuly Network every Thursday at 8 p.m. Eastern. Now, in case y'all didn't know, they've been podcasting since before podcasting was even called podcasting. Archives of this show are available on every major podcast provider, and you can find video archives, merch, and more on their website, godfathersofpodcasting.com. Now, here are your hosts, two guys who've been broadcasting online since 1996. The Godfathers of Podcasting themselves, Donnie Da Silva and Chris Tidwell.
I'm Donnie, and that man next to me is simply the best. Better than all the rest.
Really?
He is the Ike to my Tina.
Keep it up. Keep it up. Keep it up. I'll be the Ike to your Tina.
What else?
Settle down, little fighter. How you doing, Donnie?
I'm good. Speaking of fighters, thank you to anyone who's stuck around from watching Levy Land that was just live right before us on the Shuly Network. We are live right now, by the way. Mm-hmm. Thanks to everyone for hanging out with us. I caught the tail end of Levy Land.
Sounds like
and
you.
It's like, yeah, I know. I'm into tail end. It was the funniest conversation. There's two guys that, with no disrespect, look like they've never been in a fight in their life, arguing about who's been in more fights and who's tougher. And then I'm thinking, neither one of you would say shit to this guy.
They could say all that they ever wanted. I'm not that person. I think that drama amongst hosts is great.
I know better than to say, hey, kid, want to fight?
It's something that goes on, I guess. I don't know. I don't get a whole lot of people calling me out, I guess. Thankfully. Let's not get it twisted. Thankfully. Yeah. Very quickly, let's go through this.
I just think it's funny that the guy who may be legitimately, other than my own late father, you might be the toughest son of a bitch I've ever known in my life, and you've never once bragged about it.
The more you brag about it, the more people come looking for you. And I like to lead a quiet life. I mean, let's face facts. Getting hit sucks. Why does anybody want to get into a fight?
It's kind of like the guy who says his hammer is huge, right?
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. I remember that night.
Wow. That was, yep.
Mm-hmm. That's about 24 years ago.
That is a lifetime ago, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you, everybody who's joining us in the chat. Thank you, Mike Sexton. My cat hates my beer cans and knocks them all on the fuck. Those were my meds too. All right. I think we're living in a moment here with Mike Sexton as he goes along. He's figuring stuff out and typing at the same time, or he has his chat set up to voice. Either way, very cool.
Cheers, Mike.
Yep, absolutely. Thank you to everybody in there. Thank you to everybody who's joining us on all of the other stuff as well. Please check us out on all of our other socials.
On all the things.
You know how to do it by now, because if you can figure out this chat stuff, you can obviously figure out all of the other stuff. Kype Stew, new to the show. Thank you very much for joining us. Hopefully we don't disappoint too much. Hope you found your meds. Good for you, Mike. I'm glad you found your meds before your cat did. Although if your cat found your meds first, I'd say, hey, can we see pictures of this? Cause this would be funny stuff.
The stoned cat.
Right. Dude, one of my dogs got so high the other day. Because she's old and has like cancer and is getting her bones. And
because it's your dog, they probably get contact highs just sitting on your lap.
So no, like legit. I don't play around with that stuff at all. Okay. That's not cool. But she was legit on meds, and that had me worried so much, because like we had to leave for a bit and we come back and all of a sudden she's like got stinky leg out her back leg, and I was like, oh no, this is not good. And it turns out that she was just tripping balls, because like next morning she you know the dogs that I have. Yes. Next morning she was jumping up, you know, 4 feet in the air, acting like everything was just hunky fucking dory. So they fool you, man. These fuckers fool you just to get more drugs.
Sounds like someone I know.
Can't imagine where she got that from.
Hey Doc, I'm real sore.
No,
what, you got some good shit.
What I it, the people I talk to, you don't say that stuff in English.
True story. Hey, Tid, what are you doing? Going on vacation? Oh yeah, for what? Get medicine.
Yep. Yeah, it's a thing. I mean, why? Why wouldn't it be a thing? And a tan, you get a tan and medicine all at the same time, and tacos.
I wonder where he's going.
France.
You get a Brazilian butt lift while you're at it.
Oh, just don't cross by vehicle.
So,
yeah, buddy.
Remember, check us out on all our socials. If you're on Instagram, that's really our prime social platform. We're at Godfathers of Podcasting. And then we got links to all our shit on there. All our shit.
Absolutely.
Is all on there. I'm being told that our guest is sitting backstage. So why don't we not keep the man waiting?
Wow.
And bring him in. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time right now for the big hello. And this week's guest is a favorite of ours and a favorite of yours. He's a prolific podcaster who currently hosts the BS show, Levy Land, which just ended, Miserable Men, Out of the Coffin, The Uncle Rico Show, and The Freddie Mercury Show. Of course, the reason people tune into his podcast are because of the fact that he's a killer fucking stand-up who performs everywhere and just murders. 2 weeks ago, he was in Pottstown, PA, destroying, and my boy, Notorious T.I.D., was in attendance, literally laughing out loud, which is not an easy feat to accomplish. Many fans first became aware of him when he was a longtime contributor to the Howard Stern Show and as a feature on Opie and Anthony. The last time he was on this show, we learned he loves Canadian strip clubs and hates paper straws because you can't do blow with them. Let's see what we learned about him tonight. Ladies and gentlemen, from one reverend to another, it's my pleasure to introduce the great Reverend Bob Levy.
Hey, you're going to use that again, huh?
Fucking Mark, Bob. Jesus Christ.
It's amazing. I love it.
I'm ordained, so I would ask you, please, Tidwell, to speak to me with a little bit of respect.
Are you baptized?
Yes.
That you should have been held under longer. is this how we do it, Bob? Is this how we do it here? Yeah.
Host fight.
Look, it's Robin. I don't know what's the matter with those two guys, but it's been going on for a long time. You know. Sorry about the noise. They're doing thing in the yard.
Construction. I know. We know. Yeah. Everybody knows the fucking pool. Here's the thing, Bob. Okay. We're going to give you a little bit of reprieve because you're busier than a three-peckered billy goat right now. Like, and you're on all of these shows that just seem to be thriving, you know, on drama for, you know, I mean, this is what's going on, right? There's a whole lot of it out there. So we're going to give you a little break from all of that, hopefully, where you can just kind of like have some fun with us a little bit. And there's going to be no fighting. We're going to get mellow. I mean, I'm glad you took a little break. Hopefully you had a little bit of medicine while you're waiting.
I took some earlier. I got a whole bunch of new stuff from Kafer. It's all like caramel. And it's like, it tastes wonderful.
Really, huh?
Dude, he's got the best.
Look at this. Okay.
Is this just a guy? Just a guy? Or is his stuff like out there in the market?
You have to hit him up. Hit him up on Twitter or something. It's amazing. I take little pieces and it gets me through the day.
Microdosing is the way to go. Mm-hmm. Is it not like you don't want to get all like blip in the couch because especially you got too much fucking shit to do. You know what I mean?
I mean, I can do it. Like if I'm doing my show by myself, I'll do it and just have fun with it and ride it, you know, but this helps me a lot.
Okay. So explain it to me. Cause I'm a virgin in this area. If I decide to microdose, what's it going to do for me? What am I going to go through? What am I going to experience?
Not much. I mean, it's just a little, you feel good. Your body feels better. Everything is good.
Okay. Here's the thing that you have to remember, Donnie, is it only works that way on certain types as well. People that have their brain racing like a mile a minute all day long, right? When you just microdose a little bit of cannabis like that, it just kind of levels everything out so that you can just see everything. Your synapses are firing normally. You're not here, and confusing yourself because you're just going a mile. You know what I mean?
So it's Adderall.
That, I don't know. Yeah. I've never taken Adderall.
Yeah, I've never taken it either, but this doesn't keep you, it keeps you mellow.
Yeah. You know? Yeah. It, Adderall doesn't grow in the fucking field either.
Yeah. Well, that's what it is. You can grow this shit at home. We did that for a little while, and we had a tent and fucking, you know.
You know what, Bob? I'm 6'8" myself, okay? And Jesus, when I go to Tid's house, when I go to Tid's house in late summer, his weed plants are taller than me.
Well, those are good ones then.
Yeah. You want to know a funny story though, Bob?
Yeah.
This is the third year in a row that I haven't had to plant any.
Because it's literally a weed. Yeah.
They've come back and they didn't hermaphrodite. It's been great.
Oh my God. I gotta start growing outside. I'm just gonna get some seeds and throw them out there once everything's level.
This is what you do instead of the fucking trees, Bob.
Yeah.
You cut those trees down and you just, you know, grow up a hedge of cannabis.
Nobody would give a fuck here.
And you just walk out there, pick them off season when you need some, let them this is what I'm saying. Green thumb, Bob.
So Bob, yeah. I caught the tail end of Levy Land tonight and I saw your guys on there all threatening to fight each other and wanting to kick you. Can we make this like a streaming pay-per-view, like behind the paywall event, maybe have Tid as the referee?
Well, I mean, I don't know if people want to see that fight. I don't think that would be much of a fight, really, because Abel's would. Rob doesn't, you know. Rob's like, you know, like a girl almost. You know what I mean? He's not big. He's not somebody that if you seen walking down the street late at night coming at you, you wouldn't think anything,
right?
So that would be good.
Donnie, Mike Sexton is telling you nothing in over 10 milligram doses. If you decide.
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah. Dude, do you realize how virgin I am in this area? Like, no, I take a 10. I talked about this a few weeks ago. Mm-hmm. I take a 10 milligram liquid gel. Like you buy it at the weed store. I took that. I can't feel my legs. I'm done.
Well, start with 5 then, you know? I mean.
They come in 10s. I can't. Well, am I going to cut the liquid gel in half?
I just take little pieces and I figure out what works and how much is going to get me to a certain level.
Or don't start with 5. Start with 10, double it, and turn on a camera.
Yeah. I mean, if you're doing it, if you're new at this, do it. Boom, I would do that. Boom, because that's ratings. Because you don't, you have no idea what's going to happen to you. And that's great. And everybody wants to see that.
I remember the last time I did it, I think I took 2 of them. I took 1 10, and after like 20, 30 minutes, I'm like, I don't think this shit's working. And then I remembered the advice of the guy at the cannabis store. He says, oh, you're a big guy. You could probably take 2 at a time. And I'm like, okay.
Everybody's so a show minutes, off I'm not at these feeling places. Anything. They're all, they're, you know what I mean? They think they're experts on fucking everything. Like they fucking invented not, the sun.
They're not weed sommeliers. They don't know shit.
Well, they know, but like they know as much as anybody a lot of people that are buying weed know as much as them. I don't, but I'm saying a lot of people that come in know just as much as they do.
I know more about rocket science than I do about weed. So, you know, I'm putty in their hands. Right?
I would take a 20 and go live. He's right. Because I would do it next week. That's a great show because now you're promoting it and just do it. Get them fucking something. God.
Yep. You know, there you go. Nice Rex edible. Rex says it right there. Losing your mind sells tickets.
It does. Fuck.
Oh my God. Right? Okay.
Right.
And so it's not like you're out with people. You're home. So what's it's okay.
Mescaline. Yeah, okay. You've got a backup. I can do this. I can talk through this while you're high in the screen there. Like we've got this, brother.
Yeah. Take what is that? Mescaline is okay. Mescaline. It's basically blotter, like acid. It's on a pill. It used to be a pill, like all this dirty stuff. And then it would be a darker circle on it that they would drip it onto. And it was pretty, it was powerful. It was a fun thing because you can drink on it and not get fucked up. And you're up basically all night. And music sounds unbelievable.
The new kids call it MDMA now, Bob.
Oh, is it? I had no idea.
It's basically the same stuff, apparently.
Oh, wow.
I've never done MDMA, but the description of it from people that I've talked to is the same kind of stuff. So,
wow.
It's crazy, right?
Yeah.
There's like peyote. I'm pretty confident that I know more. that I know more than the people at the dispensary, but I usually just smile and nod and get out as fast as possible.
Oh, yeah, because they won't shut the fuck up because they're high and they want to talk to somebody.
Chris Mack, can you go with me? I need someone that knows what they're... It's like when I go shopping at the Pacific Mall, you know, that's like an Asian mall where you can buy all bootleg shit real cheap. I always take a Chinese friend because I know I'm getting ripped off. But when I take a Chinese guy with me, I get the deals. So I want to go to a weed store with a guy.
So you have friends depending where you're shopping?
Yeah. Yeah.
My God.
Yeah. He has. Yeah. Yeah. He keeps him by geographic order.
Yeah.
Here in Canada.
I don't want to get ripped off. So
amazing. Bob, since we're talking about that, I'm curious to know once you're high enough and you're on the couch and obviously you get the munchies, what's your go-to?
My go-to, those ice cream sandwiches, but they're smaller ones now, but they make them smaller, thank God. And because like somehow I'll get into this chocolate kind of like frenzy and I'll look for it and like find it. And I'm like the happiest guy in the world, you know, but I don't normally have it. But if I wake up late after being stoned, definitely.
So one of those ice cream sandwiches, like chocolate wafers with vanilla in the middle.
Yes. Yeah.
See, that's me too. And not when I'm high, just in general, when I'm fucking snacky. But the thing is, those things up on the screen. But here's the thing. I will never in a million years, if I go to an ice cream shop, I'm not getting vanilla ice cream if it's the only thing they have in stock. But with those things, I don't want any other flavor.
Yeah. No, there was no other flavor would work. And that's the thing. It's like you're trained from being young. And you having them when you're young, and that's you would go to something like that, like even cereal, like the ones with the fucking pink moons, whatever the fuck it is. Lucky Charms. Oh my God, it's just like the cotton candy part of it is just fucking amazing with milk, and you're like, this is fucking insane.
Oh, bro, when I was in PA 2 weeks ago, I was with my kid and we went shopping because, you know, as Canadians, when we go south of the border, we always got to hit up a Target or a Walmart and get the junk food that they're not allowed to sell in Canada. So I bought like four boxes of those chocolate Lucky Charms. That shit is crack. That is so fucking delicious.
No, that's what it is. When you're young, you get hooked on it. Apple Jacks, like whatever you had, Frosted Flakes, you're like, fucking, this is fucking amazing now, you know, because you haven't had it in a long time and you're like if I see apple juice, I like apple juice, but I drank it when I was younger, so I'll get it when I'm on a plane going somewhere. They always say, what do you want to drink? I go apple juice, and I only do it on the plane.
Dude, I'm that way with grapefruit juice, but it has to be like yellow grapefruit juice, and you can't, dude, I can't even find it in Canada. I can find that pink grapefruit cocktail bullshit.
Oh my God.
You know what I mean? But I can't find like old school, like you fucking mix it with your vodka, straight up like grapefruit juice, proper shit. You know what I mean? Can't find it. What a piece of crap country.
Probably so let me answer.
Yeah. Hold on. I want to ask Bob this very quickly because we're talking about food. So let's say you're someplace, you're higher than a giraffe's neck and you've got the munchies. What's the most you would pay for a burger?
Well, you're really high.
A burger is fucking good.
I know.
You know, like that's one that I can always have a burger.
Right.
You know,
an 8-ounce Wagyu burger.
Ooh. I would say $25. So I would try it only because of the fact that for $25, it's got to be good.
So this burger up on the screen, Bob, I want to tell you what's on it. It's called the Gold Standard. It's out of the Drury Beer Garden in Philadelphia. It's a Wagyu burger with caviar, black truffle, lobster. It's flambéed with cognac, and it's topped with aged Irish cheddar and honey. And it's covered in gold leaf, as you can see on the bun.
Oh, wow.
How much you think that sucker's going to go for?
I'm going to say $475.
You might get half. It's $700.
Can you fuck it too?
I would. I would first. Absolutely.
Like those things, I never had caviar before. It just doesn't look like it would be anything.
Caviar is delicious.
It's fish abortion.
Basically, right?
That's what caviar is. It's dead little baby. It's eggs, right? So that's like unborn fish, basically.
Caviar is fucking delicious. I don't care what you say.
It's it's salty little cum nuggets, basically. Hmm. Yeah.
Cum.
For $700, you get that burger. Fries are included, just so you know.
Oh, thank God.
And you also get a 1 ounce pour of Louis the 13th cognac, which goes for about $5,000 a bottle.
Okay, so that's about, I see why it's going up, because the shot would be probably $75 to $100.
Probably, yeah, that sounds right.
Yeah, but would that's like...
How high would you have to be to pay $700 for that thing?
Now, can you eat the gold thing wrapped around?
You can eat the gold leaf.
Really?
Mm-hmm. You're going to have pretty shit.
No, but I'm just like, I wouldn't, that's just somebody who just thinks that knows they're rich and would order that. Nobody with any taste is going to go, I got to try this, you know, for that price. There's no way.
I mean, it sounds fucking fantastic just on the ingredients, right? But there's no way in hell I'd pay like almost a grand for a sandwich. There's no way.
Now, you could always, depending on where you are, you could wash this down with some ice cream for dessert, Bob.
Yeah.
Okay.
We've already established Bob likes ice cream.
Ice cream, that looks delicious, right? And it's got things in it like sake.
It looks like load looks these days.
I swallow cum.
and this ice cream... made with some of the world's most rare ingredients in Japan. So, you know, they get a little bit crazy with their food over there.
Oh, yeah.
$6,696 per fucking serving for this thing, Bob. So you're already into your dinner with a hamburger and some ice cream well over $7,300.
I would buy a used car and hope somebody left some Burger King in the back or something. I mean,
right?
It's ridiculous. It's just people that think they're important will do this. That's it.
Unbelievable. Well, it's not even just people that think they're important, Bob, because there's foods from all over the world that you would be like, there's no way in hell people could ever eat this stuff, right?
But I just want to say, you knew that thing had to come from Japan. Like, you've been to Japan, have you, Bob?
No, never.
Oh, you've never been? Oh,
no.
See, I love Japan, but depending on where you go in Japan, it's like some parts of Japan just feel like...
You're like Godzilla out there. You're 6'8".
It's a fucking circus on steroids.
Jesus.
It's
They're
crazy.
Not scared of you when you walk down the street?
Oh, my God. They treated me like Godzilla.
Yeah. I mean, that's like...
I had
girls... I wish they treated you like Godzilla. Because, I wish they treated you like Godzilla. Fucking sent out fucking jet fighters. Donnie Baba. Yes.
Yeah, man, it's fucking next level over there. And listen, one thing you got to put on your bucket list. I don't know if are you much of a traveler?
Well, I'm pretty lazy. Okay. No, but tell me about it. Maybe you can sell me on it.
If you ever decide, I'm going to go to the Far East. Go to Japan. I've talked about this on the show before. Uh-huh. You want to go to the city of Roppongi. Roppongi makes Amsterdam look like Disney World.
Really?
Oh, my dude. Their red light district is the filthiest fucking thing I've ever seen in my life. You can walk around Roppongi. You can buy any fucking drugs you want right there. Like, wow. Everything is available. Everything. They have hookers in vending machines. It's like a glass wall.
In a vending machine?
It's not technically a vending machine. They're behind a glass wall, but you put your money into a vending machine slot and you go in. Have at it, Hoss.
And people are watching you fuck too.
No, they shut a curtain. They shut a curtain.
Oh, you know, privacy. Privacy issues.
You could probably arrange to leave the curtain open if you want, Bob, if you want to stream it.
Let me ask the wife. It sounds like a good place.
It's the fucking filthiest place on earth. I'll tell you that right now.
Really? A lot of people probably don't know about that. You should try to do like a travel deal and you can make some money doing that.
It was Steve Carino and C.W. Anderson, who tipped me off to Roppongi and the filth that happens there. So when I was in Japan, I'm like, I got to take a day trip to Roppongi. I have to. It's ridiculous.
What'd you get?
What's that?
What'd you order?
An STD.
A steak.
Yeah, you have to get high next week. I think you get high next week, and the week after you do the mescaline.
Yep. I think we've got a plan here.
I don't even know who we have on the show next week. Fuck, I gotta.
It doesn't matter.
We have you high.
Exactly. That's the main attraction there. You don't need anybody.
Right.
It'll be hilarious because you don't know what you're gonna feel.
Chris Ables like wants to know, how do you spell pressure. That? We would like to know how you spell Roppongi. So then the Shuli Network is like spelling Roppongi. It's right.
Never heard of it.
This feels like an after school special. You guys are peer pressuring me to do drugs.
No. I'm just saying. Just try saying it. No. I mean, you'll be happy. You know, nothing's going to happen to you.
What if I get all paranoid and shit?
How long have I known you?
So long.
Like you were at my wedding, right?
Yes, I was.
Like we've been through, like we started all of this stuff together back in 1996, right?
Yes, sir.
We've seen highs. We've seen. Have I ever?
I've beat people to within an inch of their life.
And have I ever steered you wrong?
Yes.
That's beside the point. I think you should still try this. This is the one that I'm not lying about.
I think it's ratings. I think it's fun. It's harmless fun. Nothing's gonna happen to you. You know.
If you do, I will.
Yeah, and I'll do.
What else is new?
Yeah. Oh, well, that is true.
I mean, I've never seen you not high ever. Okay.
Have you ever seen him not happy?
Yes, he's miserable.
Okay, well, God, there goes that theory.
Yeah, cunt. Bob, you listen, you can't make that fucking argument either, okay?
You're both fucking miserable. This isn't a selling point.
No, but try it. You are happy, we're trying to say. This will affect you differently. I mean, we get through life with it. Without this, there, you know, what are you going to do? But you, somebody that hasn't enjoyed what takes us out of the horrible feelings that we have all day, this would be amazing for you.
Oh my God. All right. We'll figure something out. Ted, were you trying to, I feel like I cut you off before. You were trying to transition to a different bit. You wanted to talk about the.
No, we were just still talking about foods that we eat and stuff. And it brought up a story, Bob. And I want to. Uh-huh. I want to talk about a couple of things here and get your opinion on whether or not. No, this is some pecorino cheese right here.
No, it's not.
But it's some specific pecorino cheese that it's they from say.
A pecker?
A pecker.
That would be better.
They call it maggot cheese because of the worms that live on this thing. Are you in or are you out?
I'm out. I'm not dealing with shit like that, like worms or anything, like a maggot or anything.
I'm a pretty exotic foodie, but I get grossed out. I have a weak stomach. I would puke.
Right. How is it that people like are so hard up for food that they eat some of this stuff? If you scroll down a little bit in the story, there's a thing called a decomposed shark carcass. Keep scrolling down. There. Right. And it said, there it is. Shark, fish, right? But it says even in the description, like cheese. And smells like urine. Who in their right mind is sticking this in their fucking mouth?
Jim Norton. He likes to get peed on.
Well, okay. So since you bring that up, if you keep scrolling down, there's one more that I want to talk about here very quickly. And get your and that's to ask. There is something in here. There it is, right there.
I'm legit gagging. I'm not even putting it on. Wow.
That's the one right there. So if you look at it, you'll see that. It's eggs that they ferment. Go back up to the eggs.
No.
No, it's just a picture of eggs, Don.
I'm turning off my volume.
That's a water buffalo. That's a water buffalo anus. People eat that around the world.
But wait a minute. I thought maybe that animal, but that looks like you can get a few.
I think you could have a couple of steaks out of it. But a warthog anus.
Yeah. Why do you have to be an asshole?
Yeah, this is what I'm saying, right? Chris Mack has it here. Virgin boy eggs. This is what we're talking about. Virgin boy eggs. These are eggs that they soak in urine that they've gathered up from kids under 10 years old and then make these
Donnie,
eggs.
Look at that. That's pretty cool. Look at the but
right? It's just normal eggs.
I'm going to gag.
Bring it back to the eggs. Let me see those eggs again. Just look. It's only like with this. Piss in it. You can tell from the little foam on top.
They're legit eggs, Donnie. You can make an omelet. A little, you know, pea and egg
omelet. It looks like someone blew a load on a chicken yolk.
This is disgusting. Never did.
Yeah, like who hasn't done that?
Oh, I'm gonna puke.
So you wouldn't eat this, you're saying, Mr. Fucking Exotic over there.
Dude, when I was in Japan, I ate horse, but I'm not eating that bullshit. Okay.
Well, I mean, horse is on that list of crazy things, along with, you know, things like tuna. You'd eat tuna, right? Yeah. Would you eat the eye of a tuna?
No, there's no. Sometimes you got to throw away certain. You can't keep the anus of a fucking other animal and say, yeah, we might as well eat it.
Well, if you're eating a fucking warthog to begin with, I think that like rationing is a thing, right?
America, $2 tip. Thank you. Says, I repeat, don't worry, Donnie. It will be great.
Yeah,
it will okay. be. I've used that line too, and I was lying.
No, she's not talking about the food. She's talking about next week.
Yeah, next week.
Chris Abel's $4.99 in Roppongi. Do they have MSRP, which equals minutes spent writing pepperoni?
I don't know.
Yep.
Oh, that's amazing.
Roppongi is filthy, man. Whatever you can dream of, you'll find it.
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah.
It is filthy. In fact,
do they have any rides?
Like Roppongi. We should get, you know, what we should do, Ted. We should get C.W. Anderson, former professional wrestler in ECW. We should get him on the show and tell his Roppongi story to sum it up, but he tells it so much better. He found a woman in Roppongi after a show one night for some company in Japan. I think it was New Japan Pro. He takes her back to the hotel. He says he's fucked up out of his skull. Super hot Japanese girl. He wakes up in the morning and he said the room looked like a crime scene. Like blood. Soaked walls, ceiling, the bed, everything. And the girl is laying in the bathtub in blood. And he's like, what the fuck? So he doesn't know what to do. So he calls Steve Corino. Corino comes in the room, goes, did you kill her? And he's like, I don't know. He's like, what do we do? And he's like, call Baba. He'll know how to get rid of a body.
Oh my God.
They're freaking out, right? They don't know what to do. And then all of a sudden, the girl just stands up and goes, hi. And she like takes a shower and cleans up and leaves.
What was on the walls?
I don't know. He doesn't know. He's like the worst period ever. Like he has no idea.
Oh my God.
He has no idea. But he said it was literally, I'm like, okay, a little couple drops on the bedspread. Like you exaggerating. He's like, no, dude. Walls, ceiling, floor. It was like she had been cut open and fucking hacked.
Wow.
He tells the story so well. Let's get CW on the show.
Absolutely.
It's been a while since we've chatted with him.
He must have been terrified. Guy. Like, I'm going to jail forever.
How could you not?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Foreign country. Like this, we've all seen movies like this, right? Like it doesn't end well.
No.
The embassy is not coming to pick you up for killing a fucking hooker.
Yeah, especially spreading her blood around the wall.
So fucked up.
Well, I mean, if you kill her, you almost have to, though, Bob.
You don't want to get it on the run. They charge you for that.
Hey, speaking of violence that almost leads to murder, there's a story that was in the news this week that I thought I'd throw at you, Bob. Okay. A man shot his roommate in the ass for eating the last Hot Pocket in their apartment.
That guy looks like he would do that. He really does.
Clifton and Williams.
He's happy. He's like, yeah, I'd shoot him again. That's what he's looking at him in the picture.
Hot Pockets aren't even that good.
Well, it depends which ones, you know, really.
I wrote my name on those Hot Pockets. It said Clifton Williams Hot Pockets. I told him once. I told him I wasn't going to tell him twice.
That's a fair assessment right there, ladies and gentlemen.
Probably what happened.
Well, look how proud he is. He's like, yeah, what the fuck you think I was gonna do?
I'm hoping that's a stock photo and not his mugshot, because you know.
I thought it was his mugshot, but maybe not.
Man, you're right. If that's his mugshot, he's literally patting himself on the like, he got what he deserved.
Like, what a name to shoot someone in the asshole. Like, you know?
Yeah.
That's a good shot.
It's not like he got hit with a stick or anything.
It was a shillelagh. What did he say it was?
A bat. A bat. There's levels. There's clearly levels. And Clifton Williams is on a different fucking level, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh, my God. Wow. That's so ridiculous.
Did his dog pee on the other guy's lawn?
Could you imagine if he fed the fucking Hot Pocket to a dog?
So apparently the story says Clifton Williams got a restraining order from the roommate. Who gets to keep the apartment in that scenario?
The guy with two assholes? Fucking Joe finally woke up. It's unbelievable. Look at him.
Who did that to Joe?
Some guy with a limp. He was 70. How old was he? 70?
77. He was old enough to get an ass whooping and fucking know who the fucking man is. And that's what Joe showed him. God damn it.
That's funny. You know what Joe said to Joe, the producer here from the Shuley Network, he said to me once on the phone, he goes, you know, I've got a big mouth. I'm used to getting punched a lot. It's quite the calling card, my friend.
Sometimes okay. I get hit by stick.
Tremendous.
I've never seen him not in a good mood. And that's the truth. No. He's always in a good mood. And then,
I don't care what people say. I like Joe.
Yeah, I mean, he may not, you know where to walk his dog, but
no. But I know I got a friend with a gun. So I'm okay.
Shuley Network says that was that hour in Pottstown. Speaking of Pottstown, what kind of mood was Tid in when you saw him in Pottstown?
Oh, he was a miserable cunt. No, I was going through a major migraine by then, and I was probably leaving shortly after that. He was in a great mood. He came out of nowhere, and I recognized him right away, and I'm like, what the fuck are you doing here?
Just collecting money.
That's what he's doing.
If Tid's the guy collecting money, you pay.
No, Pottstown was great. Pottstown was a fantastic time. You know what I mean? I think everybody had a good time. People like to shit on stuff just for the sake of shitting on stuff. And most of those people either weren't there or weren't part of the great time. So whatever. Hate on, fuckers.
That's true.
I said last week when we had Mike Morse on the show, I wanted to attend the Pottstown event, but I was 45 minutes away. Like, here I am. I live 8 hours away, but I was 45 minutes away that night.
Wow.
Performing a wedding. I was being a reverend. And I actually thought, if you weren't so busy with Pottstown,
you can be one without being one.
No, I legit got ordained.
So their marriage is legal.
It's legal.
Oh, come on.
Yeah, that's what I said, Bob. I'm gonna fucking, I looked it up already. I just haven't done the thing. One of my dogs is gonna get ordained by the same fucking place that Donnie got his license from.
Hey, it's legit. Hey, see, look.
Oh, well, it's in pictures. Who wears a fucking flat cap to a fucking wedding?
It was raining.
This thing is cursed. Thank God this wedding is not real, because it's not legal, because it's raining out. They're out in the rain. You know, I mean, look at the book you got to make it look fancy. Oh, come on.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't know my lines.
Aren't you supposed to? Isn't on the same ones over and over, basically?
Yeah.
Except for
it's
the name.
It's pretty obvious. It's pretty. Do you? Yep. Do you? Yeah. Yep. Cool.
There's a bit of ceremony and preamble that goes in there.
Show off.
Not a lot of punchlines.
So how much you get for one of these things?
Listen, the groom is my baby cousin. So hold on. I got nothing.
So you haven't talked to him since.
Bob's trying to get paid off of this right now.
I'm just wondering.
I have Reverend before my fucking name. How come I can't get these gigs?
I'm always wondering how much they really make, you know, because you see him there and it's like, I forget, you know, but they have to make something decent.
Yeah.
So here's somebody has thing. To have asked you to fucking marry them, though, Bob. Somebody has to have asked.
Yeah, but I was like, look, I don't even have paperwork. I had it a long time ago, but I don't know anything about this.
I legit, this is the truth. Today, earlier today, I had a guy that I work with say to me, So I heard through the rumor mill, through the grapevine, that you actually performed a wedding a couple weeks ago. I said, I did. So you're ordained? Yeah. Where are you legally allowed to perform weddings? I said, anywhere in Canada, in the U.S. He's like, my fiance and I are getting married in July, and the guy that was supposed to perform, it's a non-religious ceremony. The guy that was supposed to perform the wedding can't do it anymore. And everyone we're talking to is talking about $700, $800, $900. What would you charge us? And I said, $500 and a meal. He's like, okay, done. Nice. So maybe it's a side hustle.
I don't know. I mean, and people get married more than once, so you can always get a referral right? too from the last time you did it.
And you know what? It's 20 minutes of work. I mean, really, that's what it is.
Steven C., quit busting my balls here. I'm trying to get these two Fanooks married.
Yep. Fanooks. I've been married to Tid for 25 years. What do you want?
Really?
We tried to get an annulment. But tax purposes keep us together.
Yeah, if you live together in Canada, we were talking about this today, 3 years and you're legally married.
No, I think common law now is less. It's like a year.
Six months?
There you go.
I just know that because I bounced at the 5 month mark a lot of times.
Yeah, it's crazy to have a law like that, right?
It's ridiculous.
St. Ranger, 1959, donates $5 and says, I became an ordained Universal Life Church minister in the 1990s. The U.S. Supreme Court recognizes the church is legal. That's the one I'm a part of. Universal
yeah,
Life
exactly.
Church.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Fucking cult. It's been around that long and nobody knows about it. That's you a fucking funny? Cult.
I even got a catalog where I can order all the gimmicks, right? I can get the priest
all collar. The gimmicks. Look, he's even calling it bullshit. Yeah, yeah. All the props.
I got all the props.
Fucking Carrot Top doing your fucking wedding over here.
They sent me a stack of wedding certificates. Like, I'm ready to go, man. I'm a one-stop shop.
That's wow. Crazy. That is unbelievable. Apparently Chris Abels is a part of that church as well.
You see, anybody can get it.
I can also do funerals. I'll do yours, Ted.
Oh, you can do funerals too?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Just do what your own.
There it is. Universal. Yeah, see?
You can buy like a fucking little gay ass fucking throwover smock.
A little dicky.
You can get a smock. Donnie, do you have a dicky?
I don't have one yet, but I'm gonna get one.
Really? You're gonna get an official Universal Church dicky?
If nothing else, just for some sexual role play.
I thought you weren't allowed to hang around churches. And
look at all the stuff you can buy. You can buy certificates.
You can buy your own fucking certificate here. We're not sending you one. Thanks for the money. We're just going to like send you an email that says it's okay to fucking do this for people.
That's if you want a copy of your certificate. Because you get your online certificate if you want a printable.
Why would you want that? Frame. If somebody's dumb enough to hire you, don't you show them anything.
Hey, I show up in costume even, ladies and gentlemen.
Look at all the stuff they sell.
Isn't it great?
Oh, wow.
Such a good racket. I'm glad I'm a part of it.
You can even buy wart anus on
it. With ULC branded on it.
So they have it set up like fucking Tupperware? So like, is it a pyramid scheme too? The more people you bring in to get ordained, you go higher up the fucking ladder?
Yeah, if you want to become a reverend, I'm going to move up to platinum level.
Oh, you get a free smock with that?
Yeah.
How much is it just to join?
So I think it was $40 to get ordained and then another $40 to have all your shit that you needed shipped to you. So that's like... all your proof of licensing.
Holy fuck.
Donnie, the scam came in the mail today. Come and get it.
Oh, shit.
What the fuck?
Listen, I was the most surprised person when my cousin and his fiance called me up in December and said, hey, so you know we're getting married. Yeah. Well,
look at this. How can you say no?
They asked me to perform the service, and I thought they were like, I thought they were.
Even he couldn't believe it.
Yeah, right. Like, fuck it, I'm hanging myself now with this one.
All right, I fucked my nephew's fucking wedding.
That had to be, his nephew had to know, like, this isn't real. There's no way this is going to be fucking real, so I might as well make it as ridiculous as possible. I'm going to ask a fucking family member to marry us. Oh, my God, that is absolutely fucking silly.
After you marry us, you can go sit at the table over there.
Look at him. Look at him standing up over these people like he fucking farted and he wants everybody around to smell it.
He looks like he's... He's marrying them, and he's also the cab driver.
He's reading a fucking comic book. That's what he's doing.
It just says inside the book, I can't believe these fucking idiots fell for this.
Oh, fuck. Oh, my God. Man. Way to go, Donnie. Way to fucking go.
What a fucking scam. I love it.
Holy I'm just shit. Saying.
Wow.
God, he is huge.
Thank you. Yeah. Yeah, he is. They do pilot that fucking high.
And he's going to be stoned next week.
Slam free poetry. I now pronounce you miserable.
I mean, that was kind of my heads up. I was giving him the Iggy. Like, you sure you want to do this?
You texted me a fucking picture.
Chris Abel's $4.99. I literally just texted Levy a pic of my card.
Oh, he's probably got the same card I do.
Yeah, worthless. Fucking worthless.
Oh my God. It's a fancy card, I'll tell you that.
It is a fancy. It's like black with gold.
Wait a minute. Hold on. I'm going to send it to Joe. Yeah. Oh my God. It looks like, I can't believe this shit.
Send us to the group text, Bob.
There it is. Group text. It's in. It's all fancy.
It is.
Leicos on it.
Did you have to print it off yourself, or do they like send you?
No, they ship it to you. That's what I'm saying.
Like, oh wow.
The digital stuff, the digital copies you get with your registration, but you have the option to get the hard copies and the nice card and all that for another $40. I'm like, do the whole shebang.
Does it covered in gold leaf? Because at least $700 I can eat it. Like, if I'm going to get fucked out of money, I want to at least like enjoy a fucking burger or something.
They even gave me I'll pay the other 40. I got a lot of family.
They even gave me a little parking tag that says clergy that I can hang from the rear view.
Oh, that's fucked up. That's like handicap shit, man.
I know. It's great. Wow. Saint Ranger 1959 says it was completely free when I got it. Even the papers they sent me, it was free then. I bet they are making dough now. It lets people avoid a vaccine their work requires on protected religious. So people people actually were going out and getting ordained as ministers so they could get religious exemption.
That shit would not fly north of the border.
And they took your money.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. Wow.
They did. There it is. That's what my card looks like. Just like that.
Wait, your middle name is Dale? You fucking hillbilly fuck. Hey, Dale. Dale. Holy fuck.
Wow. Hey, well, there you go. Chris Abel says he's doing a wedding on June 3rd.
You gotta be kidding me.
Chris, yep. Let's tag team, man.
Wow. What the fuck is going on here? Now, okay, Chris, the guy that was the wedding. All right, now wait. At your wedding, Chris, the guy that was the minister actually listened to Levy Land. So I think he's one of these two. You get what I'm saying? Because he was like a friend of Chris. So he's probably. Chris, is this true that your marriage isn't legal either?
I love the parking tag. I park at hospitals all the time in the front row from Chris Abel's.
Wait a minute. You're telling me for $80 I can get front row parking everywhere?
I haven't tried it yet. For life. Dude, but I've got it.
For life, Bob.
For $80 you can do that. That's not a bad deal.
That's a sweet scam right there.
I should have used that when I was in Manhattan and they were charging $50 an hour to park.
Yeah.
What a fucking racket that is.
Well, not like this racket, but it's pretty fucking good.
Right? Yeah.
I'm okay religion. With this one because I'm on the inside of it.
Religion's the biggest racket going, isn't it?
I mean, yeah. Obviously.
Good for them.
Yeah.
To make people walk.
It's all fun and games. I was going to throw this at you, Bob. I know you, you're a hockey guy, right?
Yeah.
Do you like basketball at all?
Yeah.
So there's a story that came out a couple nights ago. Denver goes and sweeps the Lakers. They're fucking done. And then LeBron James goes to the podium for the press conference. And instead of talking about the season they had or how good the team is that just beat them, he starts hinting at retirement. Well, and then the internet fucking, the internet blows up, right? Oh my God, LeBron's hinting retirement. And now people are saying, this fucking guy, he is such a worker. He's not going to retire.
He wants more money or he wants to get traded, but he wants to stay, I'm sure.
Or he shifted the narrative and no one is talking anymore about the fact that he just lost four straight games. They're talking about, please don't go.
Well, he's going to get to one more payday before he gets out.
Yeah, well, he's signed through till the 2024-25 season. I was saying it because we were talking off air and Tid was saying, you know, he's probably just going to wait till his son gets in the league and play a year with his kid and then he can fuck off. If he decides to turn down his last year with the Lakers, he'll be saying no to $57 million for 1 year. That would be the biggest opt-out in the history of sports.
Right? I'm pretty sure he takes his kid's pay.
His kid's not going to make shit.
Yeah, take it anyways. Just well,
that's what it is. I mean, is he going to even go pro?
I mean, that's the word. Listen, if his name was Dylan Smith, nobody would know who the fuck he is. He's
it would sell tickets prospect. To get him in.
Right. What's that?
Yeah, it sells tickets to bring the name in anywhere.
Yeah, he's a good player for a high school kid. Now let's see what he does in college next year, but. Mm-hmm. Like I said, if his name wasn't LeBron James Jr., nobody would be looking his way.
It's probably true. I mean, where's he playing in Ohio?
He just committed to, was it not UCLA? Exactly. It was one of those California schools. Can someone USC. In the producer's chair USC. Google that for me?
USC.
USC. Thank you.
You're welcome.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. I mean, if he, I mean, it's hard to go pro. You know? Yeah,
it's going to be tough, and if he gets in, it's going to be strictly from nepotism. He's just a mid-level baller, and that's all there is to it. And it's LeBron, keeping LeBron's name in the fucking mix. Good for him.
And the namesake thing doesn't hold as much ticket-selling power as people think, right? Shaquille O'Neal's kid can't play a lick. Scottie Pippen's kid can't play a lick. Gary Payton's kid took 4 or 5 years before he could get a job, and now he's like, you know, he's an okay player, but he ain't no Gary Payton. It's like this thought of, well, it's LeBron's kid, so everyone's going to come see him. Yeah. That'll work for like one game. You know, like that's about it.
I bet jerseys LeBron tries to buy a team.
That's, I mean, he could. And then just put his kid on the team?
Yeah.
He could.
Wait.
Los Angeles would be, the Lakers would be very expensive, like a lot more than anybody else, probably.
No, he's not getting the Lakers. He'll get an expansion team in Winnipeg or some shit. He's not getting the Lakers. He's getting some team in buttfuck nowhere.
And the Cavs won't sell him to him. Gilbert, probably. Yeah.
So you've been following the hockey playoffs?
Yeah. Been watching it. I think Florida will win it all.
I mean, that's the way it looks, right? Kachuk is just, someone should test his piss.
Yeah, but I mean, you look at Vegas. I mean, the way that they're kind of walking through people now, and you would think that's going to be the favorite no matter what. And yeah. I think it's going to be totally Florida in 5 games.
See, there's a funny thing. Basketball, the skill level does not necessarily go to the next generation. Hockey, you see a lot of hockey sons that are
a lot of Sutters, Sutters, man. Everywhere. And they started what in the maybe 80s?
Yeah.
They were all over the place.
Like Keith Kachuk was a badass and his kid is a fucking superhero.
Yeah.
Like, he's unbelievable. I watch him play and I'm like, what the fuck?
Walt
and
Kachuk,
I learned something on social media, which I think is one of the stupidest turns of phrase, but you know what the young kids say? They have this saying, they say, he's him. That's what they say about Kachuk. He's him. That's the way they say that he is the man. Instead of saying he's the man, that's their new thing. He's him.
He's him. I like it. Sounds you're retarded. Down with it? I can use it.
Put it on shirts.
He's him.
Bob shirts. I'm him.
Rev is him.
Rev is him. Him is Rev.
Him is Rev.
Rev is him. Him is Rev. Tremendous.
Hey, Bob, does it sound fucking weird to you when they say Tina Turner died of natural causes, despite the fact that she had cancer, she had a stroke, she had, you know, decades of dangerously high blood pressure, but natural causes?
That's a new thing that's making a comeback. Natural causes. You don't hear about that much.
It's on Vogue.
Yeah. I mean, nobody died of the flu for years, and that's incredible.
Right. Would you be disappointed if it came out that you died of natural causes?
I'd be shocked. I would be. No, but I'm pretty, from what the doctors say, you know what I mean? I don't know how it would be natural causes, but if it ever did.
Well, that's the same thing with her. She had everything. She had every affliction.
But I don't have anything, and I should have everything.
Right. You're like Jake Roberts.
Still going.
Bob, you've been around for a long time, and I know that we're going to be running out of time here very momentarily. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to take the time because you guys are, everybody's a big fan on all the shows of like the fakes, you know, the pictures of you as something else. And I do another show with some friends of mine, this stupid little thing called the Merry Wanderers do. And it's so stupid and so funny, but a lot of people send in a lot of deep fakes of us and they knew that you were going to be coming on here. And so we wanted, you know, get you in on the fun here. And they sent over some, and I know that one of the things that we talked about that you guys talk about here on the show is your pool. And everybody's talking about your pool coming in and all of this. And then everybody makes comments about your green hair all the fucking time on your streams. I don't understand. I don't understand some of these people, but if you stick too long in the pool, you feel like,
just, I mean, I'm pretty hot. I'm
Bobby not Eilish.
Yeah. I mean, I do me.
I'm the Bob guy.
Duh. Now we've got a few more here, and we'll try to rattle some of these off. But there was I won't say a brief period, because Bob's been around for such a long time. He's been a champ forever. But did you know, Donnie, that Bob used to have a career back in the day doing vintage horror movies, like this one?
Whoa! Easy.
Alfred me the background.
Alfred Hitchcunt presents the Bobs.
Alfred Hitchcunt, I missed that.
Yep, there was a few other movies. What else do we have? Oh, Rosemary's Bobby.
I gotta say, hold on. I gotta say, for the people that are only listening to this week's episode, go fuck your hat. You gotta watch the video because you're missing out.
Look at him.
Everyone looks like me, which is weird.
and also, I mean, this one, I think that he'll get a real kick.
I mean, I like it.
The vampire himself. The vampire himself, right?
Bobby Lugosi.
Right?
That's a good look for me.
Now, in doing so, they did also do up some pictures. They didn't want to leave everybody out. Uh-huh. They did a couple of pictures of the Shuly Network and some of the fine folks. I don't know if you noticed. I had a couple of questions, though. Why are Shuly's arms so big and your junk is so small?
There's something wrong going on here. I don't know. Look at Mike Morris.
The best part about this is it's just like all the intros for the Shuly Network and the wallpapers and everything. We're not a part of it. Like, it's like we don't exist.
Fantastic. And then, of course, you know, Bob and Shuly, a couple of show-offs right here. Jesus Christ. Oh, yeah, they've gone to town. What do we have? Bob did a couple of albums. Did you know this? He had a music career.
Who is
Cigarettes and Sluts. That's you. You don't remember this time of your life, Bob?
No.
Oh, my goodness.
I remember the white pants.
A lot of blow ago.
Don't you remember when you were doing death metal alongside the guys in Black Sabbath? Blood as well, your album called Blood and Tits. You don't remember. You must have done a lot of drugs back then, Bob. Yes, if you don't remember these things. The Levy Three.
Is that all me?
The softer side. It was a softer
side. Why do I look like Bill Murray on the right?
This guy with the Afro helmet over on the other side as well.
Oh my God.
I look like Bill Murray.
Wow. And to finish it off, I don't know if you knew this one, Donnie. Bob did have a try when he was doing cameos. And I mean, he was doing happy birthday cameos to people.
Happy birthday to you. Oh my God. I need that for my birthday.
Thanks to the guys, who listen in on the Marijuanderers show. You can check them out over at Marijuanderers, right. Also on YouTube as well. Subscribe.
I don't do nearly enough weed to really understand that show, but it's a fun show.
Well, you'll know it about next week.
Right. Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, tune in. We're gonna pump this.
I don't want to steal their gimmick.
No. We're gonna pump this. We're gonna do it together, Donnie. I've got you. We're gonna do this thing together. We're gonna advertise it all week long. And you're gonna get high, son.
Yeah. Whoa, 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 whoa.
Easy. Such a bad idea.
No, it's not a bad idea. This could change your life.
You know, it will.
I'm telling you.
It's going to be fantastic.
Yeah, Bob, it will be.
For anyone out there that's listening or watching who's not a regular to the Shuly Network, just someone that checks out our show on a regular, where can they find out more about you and what the fuck you're up to?
On the Shuly Network. Also, I do Burning Bridges. I do Burning Bridges. That's an old name for it. It is MLC Podcast. And on Twitter, Levy_Sir. And there's like a bunch of Facebooks, like six of them. Bob Levy, Levy Land, the Reverend Bob Levy, and Instagram, Levy_Sir. No, Levy Bob on Instagram. You see, weed is fucking great. It's like, don't ask me questions I have to not know about, you know? I can riff on anything, but to fucking remember shit like that, and Geezer Levy, then the band, put that back up. The one with me as the heavy fucking metal guy was perfect.
Can you finger pick my balls?
What does that come from?
I don't know.
You said it, apparently.
Can you finger pick my balls?
I don't even know what that means. Tremendous. All right, Bob, thanks so much for hanging out with us, man. I know you've been doing like
get some 40 sleep.
Hours of podcast this week, so you're probably tired.
No, but you know, the week's over basically, and tomorrow
you might as well be doing telethons at this point.
You know, this is all good for your mind. It really is.
And we appreciate you doing this Make-A-Wish for us.
Oh, no. This is fun. I love you guys. That's why I was like, you got to get these guys here. We had a great time that night.
Absolutely. Yeah, well, you know what? Much to the chagrin of maybe the fans on the Shuly Network, it is thanks to Bob that we ended up here. So thank you so much for your part in getting us over here and putting us in touch with Shuly and all the guys. It's been a lot of fun, man. It really has.
That's what it's about, fun.
And next week, even more fun.
Oh, it's going to be great.
Gonna be hot. It's going to be fantastic.
Hit me up and remind me. Absolutely. I don't miss this.
We'll get everybody to pop in the whole night.
We're going to send links out.
We're going to send links out and just get mystery people to just fucking pop in the entire time.
So you got to do a 2-hour show. You take it 45 minutes before 40 minutes before the show, take it and do a 2-hour show and see how it grows on you. You know,
this is going to be great. This is your high life.
It'll be great.
Tremendous. Bob, thanks a lot, brother.
Thank you guys, man. It's always a pleasure. And I'll see you next week for sure.
Absolutely. We'll see you very soon.
Take care, guys.
Bye, Reverend. Reverend Bob Levy, everybody.
Absolutely.
I have not committed to this bit. I'm just going on the record. I have not committed to this bit.
Yep, you have. It's on video, Donnie. It's on video. We can get a playback.
What's on video is you volunteering me and Bob trying to peer pressure me.
Nope. You already said I have always been your friend, right? That's all I needed to hear.
On behalf of my friend, Notorious T.I.D. Chris Tidwell, my name is Donnie DeSilva. Thanks to all of you that were hanging out live with us on the Shuly Network. And if you didn't join us live, maybe try it next week when apparently I'm going to be high as balls. Go to godfathersofpodcasting.com. You can check out all the archives. And of course, we are available on every major podcast provider. We'll see you next time.
Deuces.
Fuck this shit, I'm out. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
No thanks.
Don't mind me. I'ma just grab my stuff and leave. Excuse me, please. Fuck this shit, I'm out.
Nope.
Fuck this shit, I'm out.
All right then.
I don't know what the fuck just happened, but I don't really care. I'ma get the fuck up.